Says that b'chein minan rechilus. So this is one of the cats, the kitos which are not mekabel p'nei shchina. People speak lashon hara rechilus. It's a person should be misrachik b'tachas a richuk in a rechilus. Said over many times that the Shlach Kodesh tells why is the Torah right to be a bearer of rechilus in a lashon of loyselach rochah ba'amecha lashon of halicha. To say that you're over b'shas, the Yisra already starts b'shas the halicha. This is not just the saying the lashon hara. This is b'shas the halicha. Rashi brings some chazal that what was halicha's rochil? That we call the person, we call them barrel. Barrel would go to house A, to Reuben's house, and would sit there and to see what's going on in Reuben's house, and then he would go to house B, to Shimon's house, and would tell Shimon what he saw by Reuben. So the. He was Herlich Rochel. He went and picked up, same way a Rochel is a person who sells wares and goes from house to house selling wares. This person goes from house to house buying and selling. He drops off some bad lashon hara about Shimon by Levi. He picks some information about Levi, drops it off by Yehuda. He's a businessman. He's peddling his rechilas. So the Yisra lashon hara starts already b'shas the halicha. So the Shlach HaKadosh says. So I once heard from Matthew Solomon Shlita, he stressed the Kuda, he didn't say it in the Shlach, but I think it's shot in the Shlach, that the Verb Lashon Hara is the fact that I'm putting my nose into somebody else's business. The Chumrah of Lashon Hara is not that I damage somebody, and that's one element of Lashon Hara. The Chabad Chaim says clearly there are two different averas of lashon hara. There's one aver which is causing damage to somebody, which means that even though I have no negative intent, the fact that I'm causing damage itself is an avera. It's a groma, which is asur. And there's a separate issue of speaking ra about another member of Klal Yisrael. So that issue of speaking ra about another member of Klal Yisrael, the assert is, why am I spending my time looking at somebody else's business and getting involved in it for the purpose of then judging him and saying something negative about him? That's not, my involvement in other people's lives is for beneficial purposes. As much as I can be involved in your life and help you, I want to know what's going on so I can help you. But if my goal is just to be negative and to use it, why is it my business? That's why there's a Gemara, which is mashma, that the opposite of the midah of Lashon Hara is the midah of tznius. That the midah of tznius is that a person is not looking into somebody else's business. He's keeping himself to himself. He's not outward looking b'klal. That's the midah of tznius. He's not calling attention to himself, etc. But part of the midah of tznius is he's not looking into somebody else's business. He's looking at it with his own business. He has enough going on in his own life to him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the veira is already starts when he starts. He goes from house to house. What are you doing sticking your nose into somebody else's business? As he calls it, he calls it in English. In England, they have a word for it. He says it's called a nosy Parker. He sticks his nose. Apparently, that guy Parker was a very nosy guy. He stuck his nose in everybody else's business. So don't be a nosy Parker. One of my rebbeim yeshiva one time had the following shaila. And I told him, I think that based on this shloah, that they have the answer to the shiloh. Since Chazal say that lo teishmiya gedala miriya, that in general the karech of riya is stronger than the karech of shmiya. So Bezin hears edus, and they can judge based on hearing edus, and they can judge based on witnessing something themselves. The more it says you have a problem, you won't be able to necessarily look for positive about the person. But he cleared the shiloh, if that's true, that shmiya is weaker than Re'iya. So he wanted to know if there's an Isser of Re'iya's Lashon Hara. There's an Isser to hear Lashon Hara, there's an Isser to see Lashon Hara. He said, how's the Shaykh Echatims of seeing Lashon Hara? He says, let's say there's a rumor going around that there's somebody in the neighborhood who's being Mechal Shabbos. That's the Moshe that he gave. And nobody knows who it is, but all from the neighborhood. And there's one guy, apparently, somebody's doing a virus. So one Friday night, the person's up late, the baby wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning and he hears a car starting. So he wants to know who it is. Does he have any favor to look out the window to see who it is who's starting the car? Because he's seeing Lashon Hara, he's seeing something negative about somebody else. Or is the issue of Lashon Hara dafka through the process of Sipur and Shmir. That was his shayla. So he said, according to this, the Shloah Kodesh, the answer I think is obviously yes. They said, well, Shemir starts by the fact that you're looking into somebody else's business to find out what's going on negative about him, to then go onwards. But the starting, the problem starts, what are you focusing on somebody's life in a negative way for? So stop for curiosity's sake to know who it is. Like, that's, you want to tell me you want to know because you want to be able to help the person and speak to the person. No, it's not the Gevaldik. But stop just because you're curious, that's not what it's about. So a person, the main avoid of a person, especially in the person's, you know, younger years when he's developing himself, the main avoid of the person at that point in time is that a person has to put a strong focus on himself, shall focus on what he needs to do. He shouldn't be busy looking at somebody else and finding and being nosy into somebody else's business. One nekuda. Second nekuda about the Isra of Lashon Hara and Rechilas is that there are many times you talk about combating Lashon Hara, combating Rechilas, so you talk about the Chumra of the Veir, etc. Rav Zatzal said that his mother, Aleha Shalom, never spoke Lashon Hara in her life. Now, she said that she never learned Hilchos Lashon Hara. She wasn't a very learned woman. But she never spoke Lashon Hara. How so? She had such tremendous avas Yisrael and love for another person, it was impossible for her to say do something which was anyway negative, potentially negative, bad about somebody else. She couldn't do it. She couldn't talk like that about somebody. She couldn't do it. So the Rosh Hashanah created us with a karech of Dibur. It's one of the most powerful karechas that we have. Actually, at least according to some chazal, it actually is the most powerful karech. The Mor says that Adam the Amal Yulod, a human being, was created for effort. The Mor says, I don't know what type of effort it's referring to. The Mor says it's referring to, is it referring to physical work? Is it referring to malpeh? The Mor says it's referring to a malpeh. The human being was created to work with his mouth. There's an illness called Lakshya, which is tetanus. A person with Kashem would get tetanus and would be unchecked. So tetanus affects the nervous system and it locks down the muscles. The first muscle to go is the strongest muscle in the body, which is the jaw. The second muscle to go, which is the heart, is the heart. So the mouth is made to be so strong that it could talk. There's no muscle like the mouth, I mean, except for the heart. I mean, you use your arms for a few hours, few minutes, hours, that you get exhausted, your legs. You can talk the whole day long, you don't get exhausted. Take it from me. Right? You're talking, and Russia made it very powerful, because that's what a human being is made for. He's made to use the kayach of his dibur. Human beings defined by the kayach of dibur. The person, Russia, made this kayach of dibur, which we can do tremendously wonderful things with it. To take that kli, which is made to do tremendously wonderful things with it, and that's what it's made for, and use it for something bad, like, it's a terrible thing. The most powerful kli that we have to use for negativity is a terrible thing. Rashi revised it, Osman Shlita, Shemrafu Shlema, one of the Tazar Shivas. So, he once said, there's an Isra Mechir Caliph. Does this sort of bring anything which is exchanged for a caliph can't be brought as a korban? It means a caliph is so terrible that not only is a caliph treif, but if you exchange something for a caliph, you can't use it as a korban. It leaves some impact on the item, you can't use it for a korban. It says, what's so wrong with a caliph? A caliph is man's best friend. What's such a terrible thing about a mechir caliph? So Mor gives an example just to explain. The Mor says there was two brothers, father was a person who had a herd of sheep, and father dies, the flock of sheep, and so he has 10 sheep, he has 9 sheep and one sheepdog. So they make a deal that one brother gets 5 sheep, one brother gets 4 sheep plus the sheepdog, so that the sheep, which corresponds to the dog, is possible for a carbon. How do you figure out which one? A shiloh brave, that's a shiloh. But it was exchanged for a gallop. So he suggested the following, that Batham was based on a Sapurna. He says, the dog's greatest mila is his power of loyalty. Loyalty is a tremendously good thing. A person's loyal, the dog do anything for its master, etc. But you take something which is toy and use it for ra, it's a terrible thing. A dog is so loyal that when the master says to kill and to maim, it kills and it maims. So it takes toy and uses it for ra. That person said, that I don't want shaykhus. Ra is ra, toy is toy. to take toiv and use it for ra, don't bring it to Beis HaMikdash. I don't want to be shaychus today. You take your koich of dibur, which is created. The koich of dibur is you can do tremendously good things. You can talk good about people. You can help people. You can be mechazik people. You can inspire people. You could do so much toiv with your mouth, make a person feel good with a nice word. Right? And instead, we use it for ra. Which is I can't deal with this. I don't want to shaychus to you. Even we use it for parav. We miss so many opportunities to use it for good things. We use it for parav. Somebody asked me today, I mentioned yesterday about Litzonus, where does sarcasm fit into the picture? Sarcasm, a good thing, a bad thing, you know. Everybody does it. That was the comment the person said. They said, first of all, before you start, I want you to understand, don't use sarcasm on your wife or your kids. Any position of authority, try not to use sarcasm, because the person never knows if you're serious. And somebody that you mean a lot, so it's very painful. I said, to give them emotional, the boss says, you have problems with your car? Now, the guy was making a comment one time, the guy came late, he really couldn't care less, it's a cute line, etc. He thought of a nice way of saying it, went by. So the employee says, he's upset at me, he thinks I'm coming late, I'm not really coming so late, one time happened, why is he getting so upset? There's a whole cat, builds these whole thing in his mind, because it's boss, it's important to him, what he thinks about it. So it's a very dangerous place to be. He says, what about sarcasm in conversations? Listen, there's nothing wrong with it. If it's not meant to be negative and a person will take it in the same spirit, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not honest. But I have to tell you that many times you lose opportunities to do toiv with when you think in that mode. You can make a person feel good and say, wow, that's great. Instead of make a cute comment, way of saying it, but you don't give across that message that what you did was special. So it's there's so many opportunities which are lost in the world of the when we're not saying ra, but it's parav. It ends up just being parav. There's so many opportunities to do toiv with our mouths, we shouldn't lose those.